Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At noon, we'll go blitzing, and at 12:18, there's something going on in the internet that I love and Danny hates. Stop us if you've heard this before. Something funny's happening. I enjoy it. It's just neat. Danny thinks it's useless and can't stand it and can't wait for it to end. So we'll get into that next hour right here on The Fan. O.J. Simpson was granted parole yesterday. He spent more than 8 years in prison for a Las Vegas hotel heist. He and other people went into a hotel room, and one of them brandished a firearm as Simpson told people they couldn't leave a room as they jacked a bunch of memorabilia that they felt like was rightfully theirs. He's been in prison for over 8 years since. It seems like the entire country was watching his parole hearing yesterday. I got a few thoughts on the 70-year-old Simpson getting out of prison. Mm-hmm. First, I don't know why we were allowed to watch that.
It felt like we shouldn't have been watching it.
Maybe I'm alone on this. A guy's parole hearing where he's pleading for the rest of his life out of prison at 70 years old. Not sure why that's television I should be able to see. I feel like that's between O.J. Simpson and the guy in the Kansas City Chiefs tie for some reason. And the people sitting around him.
I mean, maybe it's because I've been influenced by movies or whatever else, but I think of that as a very private thing. In other words, Andy Dufresne in Shawshank, or not Andy Dufresne, Morgan Freeman's character in Shawshank, where he says, no danger to society here. I'm rehabilitated. That's God's honest truth.
Red,
you know, like, Otis Red Redding. Like that, Otis Boyd Redding, whatever his name is in the movie, Red. That's what a parole hearing is.
My friend Andy Dufresne.
It's like a private, intimate thing, not like some yutz with a moment's too big for him in a Kansas City Chiefs tie with a bunch of cameras.
Yeah, that's
just
my
felt
first
wrong.
Thought. Shouldn't be watching this. Luckily, I mean, I didn't. It was on TV here in our room on silent because we were doing the show.
Yeah.
I didn't watch a minute of it where I could actually hear the audio, and I didn't go back yesterday and watch any of it. Everyone's live tweeting it. I'm seeing all the quotes come out as if it was some fake TV show, and this is just a character on the stand. This is a human, a man, and these are humans making this decision that are going to get a lot of flack for it, I'm sure, or not, depending on what came out of it. I just didn't have interest in it. Most of the country did. I told you, I went and got my lunch out of the fridge yesterday, and there were 9 people gathered around watching TV, a few of them shouting very loudly about whether or not he'd actually killed his wife years ago. Someone saying that he was heartbroken because she was murdered, and someone said he murdered her, and that started a big fight here at work between 2 people. This is still happening in 2017. So I don't really know why people are so captivated him. But here is my other thought as he now gets out of prison, and this will annoy me. It's not my business if he gets out of prison or not. I don't know about his 8 years served. I don't know a whole lot about any of that situation. What I do know is that I'm pre-upset about the fact that a network or someone is going to now pay him a crazy amount of money because he is so famous and is so popular and everything he does is on television to now be a star. He will get out of prison as a guy who may have killed 2 people, by the way. Do we have to say may, correct?
I don't know
how does
what
that work?
Legally we have to do. I know he was found guilty in the wrongful death civil trial and was ordered to pay restitution to the Goldman family. You have to say he was acquitted because that's what happened.
Okay. He allegedly may have killed, whatever it is. I think we all know the story. You got 2 murders back in the past, okay? You've got the white Bronco chase and everything that happened. He got the gift of life that he never had to go to prison. For whatever reason, he was found not guilty. And then he decided to do what he did. They got 8 years of prison years later in that Las Vegas hotel room. So now he gets out of prison after a second violent act, potentially, that he may have committed. I guess we'll say that.
That one you could say that he did. He was found guilty.
But I mean it's second one he may have committed because the first one we still have to say allegedly, right?
Right. So the second one you could say he was guilty. He was
I understand, guilty but I'm one. Saying he may have committed 2 terrible acts in his life.
I see.
See what I'm doing now?
Yeah, no, I get you.
The
it
point,
is confusing.
Here's the point. He will get out, and I promise you, Danny, I will bet you whatever amount of money you'd be willing to take from me that he is going to have his own TV show.
Yeah, I'm not taking that
or
bet.
His own book deal again. or something's going to happen where someone's going to pay him millions of dollars now because a huge portion of people still very much like this guy, still support this guy, still endorse this guy. We've got so many people in this country that do the Lord's work, legitimately out there changing lives. I saw this one guy and his wife on the wall, some TV show that like spend all their hours every day volunteering in their community. We got so many firemen and police officers and all these people that do the right things that just go day to day, paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And we can't wait as a society to reward this guy. When he gets out of prison, he'll get his TV show. People will watch it. He'll become a celebrity again. Everyone's going to pretend to love him. And he will, hopefully 15, 20 years from now, whenever he passes away, a long time from now, he will be able to pass on millions to whoever he wants to. Because I guarantee you he's now going to get some crazy deal from somebody.
Yeah, he's
going to
get the thing. It's why I don't support any terrible, dumb reality shows, because this is what it leads to. Hope everyone's happy. But people will watch it because people are fascinated by it. I mean, I will fully admit, I'm not as bad. Not bad's the wrong word. But I've heard Chad talk about this on his program, where he said, I don't get the fascination at all. I mean, I was fascinated then in the early to mid-90s with what happened, obviously. And I'll watch 30 for 30s. Or kind of documentary-style stuff about that, just to remember that time and how crazy it was. They interrupted the NBA Finals and the Baba Booey prank call.
The historical context of his trial is a huge deal.
Absolutely. So you show me that type footage again. You show me some of the decision-making of Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden and him changing lead counsel seven different times over, where at one point it was Robert Kardashian. At one point it was Johnny Cochran. At another point it was someone else. And they went through all these different things over and over and over again. I was fascinated by that, just like everyone else was. I mean, for goodness sakes, during the school day when I was in high school, they just stopped school and we all went to the theater in the room. In the whole school was gathered and we watched The Verdict live.
I don't believe that.
100% happened. 100% it was true.
That doesn't even make sense. You were in what grade?
I believe I was either sophomore or junior. So it would have been what, the fall of 95?
In high school?
Yeah.
And they pulled you out of class to watch O.J. Simpson's trial?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know it doesn't, but that's how big a cultural phenomenon it was, because they knew that everybody...
But they didn't do that during the September 11th attacks for us. I mean, I'm just... It's not like an educational thing, unless... I could see that if you were in a justice class, if you were in some type of class about court hearings.
Yeah, it was the fall of my junior year.
So they pulled you out of an English class to go watch O.J. Simpson's trial?
Yes, the entire school. All faculty, teachers, students, everybody.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, maybe it is in retrospect, but it was the norm, is what I would argue. It was what everybody did at that point.
But at St. Albans,
mm-hmm.
they stopped the day's education of all the young people that they were teaching.
Because this was so massive that was a no-brainer. Of course it was what was going to happen.
That's insane.
At that point. But okay. in 30-plus years later, or however many years it's been, 20-plus years later, you go, that seems crazy that it was for a verdict. But that consumed everybody. Everyone knew that's all we were going to do was try to figure out what the hell happened anyway. So they said, oh, screw it, fine, let's all go to the theater and watch.
What channel do you think his show's going to be on? You think it's going to be like a TLC-type thing, or is it going to be bigger than that?
Whatever channel has the terrible, vapid, horror Kardashian thing is what it's going to be.
Are they still on?
You're sleeping on him not getting his own TV show. He's going to join the Kardashian show. And they're going to reignite if he is Khloe's father or not.
Oh, because it's like family friend stuff. Absolutely. That's how.
I think maybe he'll make
content.
He'll make a cameo.
That's how the vapid horror got famous initially, was her dad was on his defense team. That's how this whole thing started, was Robert Kardashian defended an alleged murderer.
What channel are the Kardashians on?
E.
It is still E.
That's what it feels
maybe
like.
Maybe he'll be on E. I mean, here's the deal, is a network executive is going to want him on his
100%.
Channel. 100%. Her channel.
Lock.
They will absolutely, whoever's running that network, he or her, are going to try to contact O.J. Simpson. Promise you that. I'm pretty upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
People just get rewarded, not only for not accomplishing things, and in this case, for doing terrible things. You're legitimately being rewarded for being a criminal. That's what's happening. I defy you to tell me that's not what's happening.
Of course that's what's happening.
Because even if you don't think, if you're one of the people, and there are a lot of you out there, that don't think he killed anyone a bunch of years ago, what you cannot refute is that he just served 8 years for doing something, an armed robbery that was a very big deal.
But answer this quickly. I know we got to jump. We got the winning off the field next.
Yeah, and I think people want to chime in on this so we can take the calls as well. 800-636-1067.
Why people are still as obsessed with these new developments. I just like remembering what happened when I was a teenager. That's my general feeling, though, by the way. I like playing old school Nintendo. I like
nostalgia.
Yeah, I like reminiscing about those things because I had fun as a kid. I mean, that's why I like it. But the modern stuff, the idea that we would watch this live and it was on every channel and everyone's talking about events now.
I can't help you. I don't know. It made no sense to me yesterday. That the fact that everyone just sat there and live tweeted it like it was a presidential address after something happened that everyone cared about, I have no answer for. This is one of those times where I don't think like everyone else thinks, I guess, because I was shocked by the reaction yesterday. We barely talked about it on the show, and it's all I heard about on every other show I turned on. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.